Leon Bix Beiderbecke would have been 100 years old this year. As a cornet player with his own distinctive tone and style, Beiderbecke was popular in the 1920s. His compositions drew from Debussy and Ravel as much as from the world of jazz, and though he was only 28 when he died, he left behind a unique and vital body of work. A new CD from Jeff Muldaur brings Beiderbecke's music once again to life. David Greenberger tells us about it.
As a young boy listening to records of Bix Beiderbecke, Jeff Muldaur was transfixed and transported by the unique and gentle magic created by the music. Now 60 years old, Muldaur is able to reconnect with those boyhood reveries. Private Astronomy offers a dozen Bix Beiderbecke compositions scored by Jeff Muldaur for his futuristic ensemble. The project began with his desire to create a set of new arrangements. Muldaur and producer Dick Connett combed through the Lincoln Center Library for all existing sheet music and recordings of Beiderbecke's work. Muldaur focused initially on the chamber pieces. There are no existing recordings of Beiderbecke performing some of these instrumentals. The CD began to take shape with the addition of songs and the enlistment of Loudon Wainwright as vocalist on one track and his daughter Martha on two others. There's an ease in presentation that belies the incredible sophistication of craft on all fronts, from writing to performance. Actually, that ease is something that this album has in common with the whole of Muldaur's work. Whether he's playing one of his own songs, or one by Blind Willie Johnson, Fats Domino, or anyone else, and accompanying himself on guitar, or fronting a sympathetic band, he makes it flow with the natural grace of an autumn stream.
The CD by Jeff Muldaur's futuristic ensemble is titled Private Astronomy. Reviewer David Greenberger lives in Greenwich, New York.
Our program is directed by Carlene Watson, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
At the cultural desk, Bill Wyman, Laura Bertrand, Elizabeth Blair, Jeffrey Freimanwire, Tom Cole, Loretta Williams, Felix Contreras, and Netta Ulaby.
National editors include Ellen Weiss, Ken Rudin, Libby Lewis, Janet Domowitz, Cindy Johnston, B.B. Krause, Les Cook, Uri Berliner, Marisa Peñalosa, and Ron Elving.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.